Only trifles irritate. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. Only trifles irritate. It's only the little things that get under our skin and irritate us and make us feel uncomfortable and unhappy. A sliver can be most treacherous. It can take away all the pleasure of living when we have that sliver under our skin. And we want to do everything we can as quickly as we can to remove it and bring things back to normal. And how quickly the sliver wound heals when we take care of it right away. How quickly it heals when we immediately pull out the pricker that has gotten under there, the sliver that has gotten under there, and get rid of it. It's a tiny thing, but it's a trifle that irritates. All of life is filled with slivers. It's filled with trifles, with little things that irritate us. And when we pay attention to them, when we pay attention to these irritable things, then we empower them to destroy our whole life, to take over our attitude of peace and harmony and goodness, our attitude of being happy about ourselves. We no longer feel content. We no longer feel at ease. We are upset. Yes, these trifles just seem to work on us and just take away all of our peace, all of our solitude, all of our feeling of contentment. And we don't have to let that happen. We don't have to let that happen. Now, trifles that have bothered us are well-considered remarks. And when a person says to you, you look good today, or you look sad today, or you don't look good today, or it's going to rain, or there's a problem, these are all trifles. And as we allow them to get into our consciousness, as we allow them to get under our skin, as we allow them to irritate us, they become irritants of the most major part. We can have a body that has all sorts of problems. All sorts of problems, and we learn to live with it, and we learn to get around it, we learn to handle it, we learn to be master of those problems. But the little things that come along, we haven't taught ourselves to be master of them. We haven't taught ourselves to be in charge of them. If someone says to you, you look great, or you look not great, or whatever, are you touched by their remarks? Are you touched by what other people think about you and your world? Are you going to let that little sliver get under your skin and irritate you and spoil your whole day, spoil everything in your life? We do, you know. We do that because these things just get to us. They just get to us and they just manipulate us and they just control us and they make us feel absolutely sorry for ourselves and sad. And we don't want to do that. What's the first thing a mother does when her child comes in with an injury? She kisses the injury and says, there you are, now go play. Or she puts a little Band-Aid on it, or a little Mercurochrome on it, or a little something on it to make it be fresh, and then sends the child out to play. But mother does not concentrate on anything that happens, on the injuries that happen while the children are playing, on the things that are going on. She takes care of them. She does what should be done or must be done or will be done or could be done or is done. And she makes no big fuss over it. She makes no big fuss over the trivial things that children do as they are going about their life and their vision. She makes no activity in her mind about it. She will not let herself be upset, uptight about what goes on in her world. Now, the traditional statement, your slip is showing, you say to a person. Well, how unkind you are. How unkind you are. The person doesn't know their slip is showing, and they're not disturbed by the fact that their slip is showing, and they are not in any way going to let that be something in their life. Now, you come along, and you say it's showing, and then they say, not that, oh, I'll correct it right now. what they do is say, oh dear, I have been going around how long today? All day? Ever since I got up? Has my slip been showing all this time? And have I not been properly attired all this time? My goodness sakes. And this is what we do to us. We are irritated by the little trifles. And if you stop telling people about anything that happens on them, that their slip is showing or something of that nature, and rather tell them that they're wonderful, they're fantastic, or better yet, you are wonderful and you are fantastic. You see, if we can at any time be touched by anything anyone else does or says about us, we are not the master. We are being disturbed by the trifles. And as we are being disturbed by these trifles, by being irritated by these trifles, they control us. And they manipulate us. And they take away all the joy of our everyday living. They take away all the happiness that we are. So this day we say, all is in divine order all the time about me, about my life, about my world. No one can say, you look good, you don't look good. No one can say, hi, you, it's a happy day, it's a sad day. No one can say anything of that nature because that does not belong. The only thing that belongs to you and to me is the fact that all is in divine order and all is wonderful. All is fantastic, all is glorious, all is good, all is beautiful. Yes, that's what it is. All is beautiful. Now, are you ready for that? Are you ready for such a life? Are you ready to let the trifles go? Let the irritants go in life and confirm and state regularly again and again and again, all is in divine order. All is fantastic. All is glorious. All is good. Say that and know that. And as you say that and know that, that's what you experience. It is done unto us according to our belief. It is done unto us according to the words that we put in our mouth. Let the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be acceptable. This is all that matters. I am in charge. Only trifles irritate. And I will not let trifles irritate me in my life. I will not be touched by anything that anybody says, oh, I may have to face problems and circumstances and so forth. But at all times I say, all is in divine order. And then the divine order takes place. I don't know how it takes place. I don't need to know. I don't know what's going on. I don't need to know. I don't know how it's handled by the infinite causation of all. I don't need to know that. All I need to know and do is to recognize that trifles irritate, and I do not have trifles in my life. I only have peace and harmony and goodness. I only have joy. I only have love. Wherever I go, I say, all is peace. There now is peace on earth, and it began with me. If I can say that and mean that, then what happens? Then that's what my life is. My life is peace on earth, and it began with me. If I look at any irritation, any place in the world, in me or in anybody else, I am adding to the war. I'm adding to the problems, the trouble. But when I say, there now is peace on earth, and it began with me, there now are no trifles that irritate me, no big things or little things that irritate me, only the realization that all is in divine order. All is peace, all is joy, all is harmony, all is right action, all is truth. That's me. That's you. It's my choice. It's my choice. It's my choice to smell the roses or to throw out the putrid flowers that have died and are no longer lovely to smell. That's the way life is. We know that all is in divine order. We know that all is good. We know that all is beautiful. And we know that we are the creator of our world. We are the creator of every experience in our world. And your slip is never showing because it doesn't really matter, does it? All that matters is All is in divine order, and all that matters is that you are master of all in your life by making the choice of what you will think about, what you will have in your mind, what you will have in your life, and you will bring peace to all the world because you have peace in yourself right now. I love you. You're wonderful. You're a joy in my life because I see you, all masters, right now. I love you. I love you. I love you.